Now, I would like to invite boys and girls, members of our church group, if you can gather in front of Ben's drums over here. Come on down.
Okay. All right, how's everybody? That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Yeah. I got a friend of mine who's trying to get over here. You want to let Reverend Keith Crone get through the through there? Make a little path for him? Can you guys do that? He's coming around this way, right there. There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. You awake, Heather? We all are at this point, right?
Hard not to be.
Yeah, right. I'd like to introduce a friend of mine here. He's going to be speaking to the congregation a little bit later. This is Reverend Keith Crone. Keith, I've known him for quite some time now, and he's come up to speak to our folks out here a little bit later in the service, but he also said when he was coming that he'd like to do a talk with you guys as well. So, Keith, thank you very much, and I'm going to let you take it from here.
Great. My name is Keith. I'm a Unitarian Universalist minister. Before I became a Unitarian Universalist minister, I taught elementary school for 9 years, second, third, and mainly fourth grade. I now teach an online class on children's books, and I have about 8,000 children's books in my own collection. And I want to talk to you, I'm going to use one of my children's books in a minute, but I want to ask you a question. How many of you have lived all of your life here in Nashua, New Hampshire? Oh, I've got it. It's not working. There we go. How many of you lived all your life here in Nashua, New Hampshire? How many of you have moved here from somewhere else? How many of you remember living somewhere else? Well, whenever people move, and whenever there is something like this, a big change, people get a little concerned. And I'm going to share with you the story of one young person who got very concerned when he was going to move. And the story is, Gila monsters meet you at the airport. That would be great. You can hold the mic. I live at 165 East 95th Street in New York City, and I'm going to stay here forever. My mother and father, however, are moving out west. They say I have to go too. They say I can't stay here forever. Out west, nobody plays baseball because they're too busy chasing buffaloes. And there's cactus everywhere you look, but if you don't, look, you have to stand up as soon as you sit down. Ouch. Out west, it takes 15 minutes to say hello. Like this. Howdy, partner. Out west, I look silly all the time. I'll have to wear chaps and spurs and a bandana and a hat so big that nobody will be able to find me underneath it. And I'll have to ride a horse to school every day. And I don't know how to ride a horse. Out west, everybody grows up and becomes a sheriff. I want to be a subway driver. My best friend is Seymour, and we like to eat salami sandwiches together. Out west, I probably won't have any friends. But if I do, they'll be named Tex or Slim. And we'll have to eat chili and beans for breakfast. And lunch. And dinner. And I'll miss Seymour and our salami sandwiches. Chapter 2. I'm on my way out west, and it's cool here in the airplane. The desert out there is so big, you can collapse, and then buzzards circle overhead. But no one rescues you because it's real life and not the movies. There are clouds out the window. I don't see any buzzards yet. I'm looking at a map. Before, whenever I looked at the map, I always knew my house was where it was right on it, but no more. Right now, I'm in the middle of the map. I'm going left, left, out west. Seymour says there are Gila monsters and horned toads out west, and I read in a book, so I know it's so. But Seymour says they meet you at the airport. We're here. I'm out west. I don't know what a Gila monster or a horned toad looks like, but I don't see any here at the airport. I see a boy in a cowboy hat. He looks like Seymour, but I know his name is Tex. Hi, I say. Hi, he says. I'm moving east. Great, I say. Great, he says. What's so great about it? Don't you know that the streets back east are full of gangsters? They all wear flowers in their lapels, like I do, so that they look honest, but they zoom around in big cars and screeching brakes. You have to jump out of their way. In the east, it snows and blows all the time. Well, not this winter. Except for 5 minutes when it's spring and summer. And you have to live on the 50th floor. Airplanes fly through your bedroom, and you've got to duck fast when they do. Today, they run out of extra space back in the east, and they ran out of it a long time ago. It's so crowded that people have to sit on top of each other when they ride in to work. And alligators, they live in the sewer. I read it in a book, so I know it's so. Then the mother and father of the boy, who look like Seymour but isn't, grab his hand and he goes off. Sometimes the alligators get out, he yells, and they wait for you at the airport. Chapter 4. It's warm, but there's a nice breeze. We're in a taxi riding to our new house. I don't see any horses yet. I don't see any buffalo stampedes either. I see a restaurant that looks just like one in my old neighborhood. I even see a baseball field. I see a horse. Hey, that's a good-looking horse. I'm going to ask my father and mother to get me one just like it. Here's our house. Some kids are riding their bikes in front of it. I hope one of them is named Slim. Tomorrow I'm writing a long letter to Seymour. I'll tell him I'm sending it by Pony Express. Seymour will believe me. He'll believe anything. Back east, they don't know much about us Westerners.
Oh, thanks, Keith. That's wonderful.